While the Super Bowl win in February will not be forgotten anytime soon, the Eagles' victory is now a permanent part of the city's landscape. A mural celebrating the Philadelphia Eagles' championship win has been painted in Northeast Philadelphia. Details from WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Spikes Trophies, an awards supply store on Grant Avenue near the Northeast Philadelphia Airport, is wrapped in sports. The eastern wall of the building is covered with a painted collage of the city's athletic champions, going back more than 100 years. The building's owner is Keith Baldwin, and he says that mural, finished in 2014 by Dave McShane with Mural Arts Philadelphia, turned the tide for city sports.
I was kidding Dave the other day that he can take credit for the Philadelphia championships with Villanova starting and the Super Bowl. It didn't happen until he put the mural up on the side of the building. And now hopefully the Sixers we're going to add.
The addition of a new panel showing this year's Super Bowl win extends the mural to the opposite side of the building. It is the first Super Bowl win mural in the city, but it's not the first Eagles mural. There's a much larger one across town near Lincoln Financial Field, and there is arguably a more popular one painted against the side of an artist studio on Bainbridge Street in South Philadelphia. It depicts an eagle capturing Tom Brady in its talons. Its vengeful attitude against the Patriot quarterback has made it a social media favorite. This mural in the Northeast is more heroic than confrontational. It depicts key moments of the game, including touchdown passes, and a diagram of the Philly special, a risky play that was key to a spectacular victory.
The memory of that, for an Eagles fan, will always be crystalline.
This is Hall of Fame sportscaster Ray Dittinger.
I think everybody will remember where they were, who they were with, how they felt when that game ended. But it's nice to have tangible touchstone for somebody that wasn't there, that you can kind of walk them back to it and say, yeah, this is what it was. You know, that's Nick Foles and that's Brandon Graham, and kind of walk them through the whole history.
Next to the Super Bowl panel is about 100 feet of blank wall waiting for the next championship. Dittinger says the next panel might be the 76ers, but he's not holding his breath. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.